88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we're here with LaLuke. I like just saying the name of the band. And it's my understanding that you took the name because you too just like the sound of that word.
Precisely. Yep. It's got a kind of lilting quality, which, we hope to make music that sort of lilts and, is sort of transportative like a wave or something. So, yeah.
Now, does it have its origins, as I read, that you were at a restaurant and you were fascinated by the name? And
yeah, yeah.
Partially, at least?
Yeah, we ate at a cafe called LaLuke a few times.
And then actually, called Cafe LaLuke.
So Cafe LaLuke, yes. Yeah, trademark.
and so that takes us to the fact that we were discussing upon arrival and during our early rehearsal that you aim for a very nuanced sound, but there's a precisionness to what you're seeking, and there's a lot of texture and nuance. I think that has to require between the two of you personal vocabulary that's affecting. Have you honed it, and is it something that has grown as you've known each other?
It's very interesting, actually. I felt when we first met, we had a lot of similar attitudes about music, and when we first the first time we ever sang together, it just our blend was exactly what it is today. It's not something we've had to work on. I mean, we've worked on music separately, but when we sing together, it's always been like that. And I would say that though I think we've refined what we do together, I don't think we've developed, our understanding has always been very what it is,
it's all
in sync, and so we haven't developed our understanding so much. We've just gotten hopefully better at what we do.
And that I guess inherent sensibility and communication process does allow for what's clearly a collaborative effort in establishing, elegant sounds. I mean, elegant seems to be a word that I'd apply. Mm. When you made the decision to work with Aaron Dessner, I know that the National were big fans, but just being a big fan doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be someone who helps bring the best out of you. Mm-hmm. How did that partnership come up to be, and how was working with Aaron on the record?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you're exactly right, because even if you have an affinity with someone, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you can work together compatibly. But when we met Aaron, just our sort of personal connection with him was very strong and felt very natural, felt like we'd already known each other for a long time. And so that sort of made us feel comfortable enough with the idea of discussing working with him. And then once we showed him our ideas and he kind of sent through the type of production that he thought would work for it, it was exactly what we really wanted to do. So it was complete music to our ears. And then when we worked together in the studio, it was quite a condensed periods of time, because he was sort of busy doing other projects at the same time, working up the new National record and so on. So we had these condensed periods where we would work, but it was quite electrifying in atmosphere in there. We really worked together. He became like a third member.
Chicago, bare trees line the white snow. Daylight fades and lines of cars flash across the night in red and gold. What a view from my small window. I love far from here. stretching further than I can see. I try and try to swim all the way, but must learn to use my body well.
The small window video, it is really an elegant video, and tell me about the conception of that and how that came to be, because it starts out with such simplicity and then continues to evolve.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous piece of work. Well, so we've signed to Sub Pop Records, who we love. They're absolutely amazing, and they connected us with this director, and he...
Nacho.
Yeah. And actually Sarah, as, you know, one of his colleagues who worked with him on it. And they sent through, they didn't have any kind of actual footage to show us.
There wasn't like a storyboard or
anything?
No,
but they did have some sort of photographs of some of the images and some of the objects that they use in the clip, and then they gave a sort of sense of the way that they would like the...
It was an evocative feel, yeah?
Yeah, and it was totally spot on. So we sort of said, yep, go for it, and yeah, we love what they've done.
Moving from Australia to Brooklyn, has it influenced the work? Does the scene, does the different culture, does any of that start to enter into your thought about your work and your context for your work?
Yeah, I mean, it's unavoidable in a way. I mean, I would never have sort of predicted that the songs that are on the record are, you know, so heavily influenced by New York. You know, we just moved to New York because we kind of wanted to, I guess, you know, develop as artists and broaden our perspectives and so on. But New York is such a dynamic and exciting city. There's so much going on, so many different cultures. No one can get too self-important because it's, you know, it doesn't make any sense in that environment. So I love it. And it's a strange because you feel, I mean, especially when we lived in Manhattan, we actually lived in Manhattan for 8 months at one stage, and you actually feel like you're living inside an organism, you know, the whole place is just pumping. I don't know that, and the color and the sort of excitement and the sense of journey and everyone kind of, you know, congregating in this, you know, strange little, I mean, it's such a small parcel of land, and there's so much sort of enthusiasm and ambition, and it's electric, and that absolutely got into the songs. Like, it was unavoidable.
City trying to find our own feet, two tangled hearts in the mise-en-scene, holding me close as we make out the streets. By the window in the afternoon, I sit and watch the kids leaving from school, little packs falling down the place on the corner is a work of art, some inviting, some pushing too hard. You find some history behind every pain. I'll always be with you. In a noisy bar, the band sit and listen while the man tries to say he has exactly what he thinks I might need. walls to the dressing room. A foxy tale of wit is nobody's fool. He cried, why would you leave? You only just came. It's always the twisted as I turn in the bed. I recall a dream you're living again.
Talking to LaLuke, who have joined us today, Zoe and Steve. You worked with Joe Boyd, who, he's just a legend in terms of his affiliation with artists and his own sensibility as a producer and a label person. And you worked on the tribute to Nick Drake. The elegance of his songs and the simplicity of his songs still have such a contemporary and powerful resonance. It's something you aspire to. You share that kind of sensibility with Nick, don't you?
Yeah, I think Zoe could probably talk to it more because she's the main writer in the band. And but we did listen a lot to Pink Moon when we were putting our first, I guess over the years.
Yeah.
And that's one of Nick Drake's great records.
I think music like Nick Drake's sort of continues to resonate with people because there is a transportative quality to it. You don't feel like he's trying to push you into any space. It's more like he's inviting you into some world that he's, creating. And, he has a complete sense of vision for it. And so you never kind of doubt it or sort of think, oh, why has he done that? Or, those thoughts don't... You actually go where he's kind of, into the space that he's created. And it's a huge thing to achieve. And, yeah, we love those records.
paint a picture, play around. Look at us, we're upside down. Dazzling colors fill the page. Who could guess you are your age? All the rooms are out of place. There's me without a face. Oh, you like to write about it in your prettiest
I would recommend to our listeners tonight, you're playing at the Bootleg, and there's something about watching you as you, you know, achieve the harmonies and the sounds and the crescendos of the songs. It's something that needs to be seen as well. So I'm going to encourage our listeners to take their interest in Leluc one step further and catch you tonight at the Bootleg. We welcome you back. We're glad you came here today, and you know you can come back because you're just now getting comfortable with the place. So don't be strangers now here.
We'll come back. Thanks, Scott. That's great.
Definitely. All right. Thanks, Scott.
It's Leluc joining us today on 88.5 KCSN.